Mr. Apocalypse is coming. His horizon into view, just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. It might be the very thing you've been longing for. Very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Less Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul and listen to this week's comments from Less Visible.
Hello! Yeah. Welcome, my friends. Greeting. And welcome. Oh, that was actually greetings. Welcome to Dog Poet Transmitting and the Saucer Pod. I must also say, welcome from the Arcturian Brotherhood and those friends of yours which you have not seen but which are by your side as much as you can possibly imagine. And imagination might be really important here. The Sirius Cluster, okay? And all the angels from the Devic realm, or whatever particular faith you believe in, they're all here waiting for you, and I might add, often waiting upon you. I wasn't sure that I would be able to do a radio broadcast this evening because, time constraints and things like that. And I thought, what the heck, just sit down and wing it. Talk to them as if they were in your living room or in your car, and you were just having a conversation, you know? I thought, maybe that is the best way to approach it. And given how I feel lately these days and all, it's probably better that I don't have any notes. Because often, truth be told, I have notes when I am doing a radio broadcast. Oh, yeah. You know, I jot down this and that. I want to talk about this or that. And on rare occasions, I just sit down and let it fly. And unless I do let it fly, like I'm doing this evening, there won't be a radio broadcast, all right? So tonight, we're just going to wing it. And for me, there's only one thing I really want to talk about this evening, and forget the rest of the BS that's going on out there. I want to talk about the mother, that great and gracious lady, that mother who birthed the gods, out of whose womb of being have come all the gods. You know, whether they be a Shiva, Vishnu, a Brahma, and Vishnu with all the avatars that we get, or whether it be Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or, you know, whichever trinity or whatever amalgamum of external manifestations of icons or archetypes there may be, all right? Behind all of that exists the mother. Now, about, I don't know, somewhere between 2 and 3 weeks ago, she showed up, you know, in my life. Now, when I was younger, for 5 or 6 years, she was always there. she was every kind of expression of it that there possibly could have been. There we go. Sorry about that. You know, in the first 5 or 6 years of my awakening state, she was always there. In fact, that is how I saw the Almighty, through the goddess. She haunted my every day, my every night. She was the quintessential expression of everything I held dear. She was immaculate, beautiful, boundless. You know, there were no parameters around her. She stretched forever, just like time and space. And then, for whatever the reason might be, she departed from me. At least it seemed that way to me in my own mind, and I went searching for some representative of God consciousness, whether it was the Amitabha Buddha or Paramahansa Yogananda or Ganesh, Sri Ganesh, any particular representation of the Lord God Almighty. This is what I was doing, and I always felt as if I was just slip-sliding away, you know. And then, about 3 weeks ago, she suddenly showed up and started talking to me. And I must tell you, my friends, it blew me away. Now, many times I have questioned myself, asking myself in all honesty, you know, because that is important, whether or not I was actually hearing this or creating this dialogue out of my own mind. And sometimes, you know, I feel like it might have gone one way or the other, all right? But this time, my friends, there has been absolutely no doubt about it. It was definitely her. She said things that I could not have created out of my own mind. And some of it she said so quickly, so succinctly, and so directly that I know it wasn't me. And I've been, since that time, fully enraptured, if I can use that term. I've been carried away, taken away. I really don't know how to make any sense out of this. She's just been there. And then this morning when I got up, I went down to watch the NFL Network or something. I guess, you know, I'm into football. As I am into a number of different things, depending now and again. And she started talking to me. Now, usually my interactions with the deity, however it may manifest itself, might go on for about 5 minutes or so. This went on for fully half an hour and then longer, because then there was a second episode and a third episode, and it kept happening and kept happening. She said so many remarkable things to me. I mean, I really do feel now that I am one of the most fortunate men on the planet. I can't imagine anyone being in a better position than I am to have the mother herself speak to you. And so, I'm kind of like taken away from that, and that's why I can't make any notes tonight about this program or anything like it, you know. I just have to, like, go with the integrity of the experience itself. And this experience has been wonderful. And yeah, sure, right now I'm talking about something that happened to me. And that might be subjective at a certain level. But the point of the matter is, she made it very clear to me while she was talking to me. She said, yes, I am speaking to you, but I am speaking to you only for the reason that you are speaking to others. And I want everyone who hears what you are going to say now, well, I'm kind of like projecting here, but anyway, that was the gist of it. I want everyone who is listening right now to understand that this is also possible for them. I want all your listeners, your readers, and everyone else to know that anyone who will fortuitously reach out for me, I will be there. I will respond. I am here. I am right now debating whether or not to just make the world fall into a state of cataclysm, or whether or not enough of you will rise to the occasion and call out to me, celebrate me, and love me. I feel forgotten. I am lonely. I feel as if the world has departed away from everything that was truly important. And I have been tolerant about this. I have put up with it. I have endured it, if you will. But the time has come when either the world is going to switch around and understand and respond as they should, or I'm going to do something that is going to get their attention. I don't want to do that. And she was very emphatic about that. She said, I don't want to do that. Visible, please tell your listeners and your readers that I am very much here right now. And if they choose to reach out for me and talk to me, I will respond according to the level and degree of their sincerity. And you got to understand that while I was hearing this, it was like a big fist was punching me in the chest with every word she said. In my mind, and some might call me delusional, fine, I could care less. But in my mind, okay, it was so real, so incredibly precisely right there that I couldn't doubt it, and I don't. And I'm just passing along to you what she told me. Reach out for her right now. Talk to her as if she were your real mother, which in fact she is, because she's the only mother that you will ever have, no matter how many times you come here and leave and come here and go and come and go and come, however the case may be. She is your real mother. And I speak to you because I cannot, like, there's not enough time here this evening to go into what she said or how she said it. But she was so incredibly precise and spot on. And she wanted me to let you know, you kind listeners, you beautiful souls out there who, you know, some of us know each other, some of us do not. But she went out of her way to make it clear to me that I should tell you that she's there and she's waiting to hear from you. You know, a harvesting of souls is taking place right now. This is a time of Mr. Apocalypse. And, you know, the wheat and the chaff and all the rest of that, however you want to sum it up. She's waiting. She's waiting. And she wants to hear from you. She is, whether you call her Mother Mary or Saraswati or, you know, whatever you want to call her, she is the womb out of which all things come into manifestation. She's our protectress, our guide, though she may put certain individuals forth who seem to be our guide. But she is the one that wants us to lay our head in her lap, okay? As she puts her hands around our shoulders and strokes our hair, or in my case, our bald head, you know, and says, my child, I love you. I love you, my child. I know your suffering. I know your struggles. I know everything that you have gone through. Not only have I put you through most of it, but I have stood back and watched to see how you would respond to what you were facing. And I know now, there are many of you out there right now struggling and wondering, what shall I do? What do I do with my life? Is this all that I get? Is this all that I have? Au contraire, my friends. There is so much more in the possibilities of this existence that you cannot imagine. The human imagination cannot capture the reality of what is available to us. So I tell you from the bottom of my heart, please reach out for her right now. She is waiting. She told me this. She said to tell you this. and I would fall short of all my obligations and my duties if I did not go out of my way to tell you this. And that is why there is a broadcast tonight, because it was so powerful, and this morning so impactful upon me. I was delirious with joy. Can you imagine that she took the trouble to talk to me? I'm nobody. But she cared enough to do that. And I'm on the verge of tears right now behind this. And I just want you to know, I'm no different than any of the rest of you, okay? Not at all. We are, all of us, one kin, one fellowship, one brotherhood, one community of collective love yearning for the same inexpressible joy, peace, and beauty. And I want to leave you with that this evening, okay? And I want you to take me up on what I just said here, because she is indeed waiting, and she does want to hear from you. And if you, in all sincerity, will approach her, according to what I just said several times already, then I have the distinct feeling that you are going to find more than you expected. And so that said, this being the end of yet another broadcast, and I'll see you next week if there is one, Om Amitabha. Greetings, my good friend, Lord Ganesh. Much love, Lady Nature. La il aha il alahu. Hare Krishna. And carry on, Bahula. Aloha and Aru. God bless you, one and all.
He's long and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. He can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when it gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.